Welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Today is one of the high festival days in the church. Yeah, I know, we all get excited about Christmas and Easter, but Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, is right up there, one of the major three. I guess our world has not figured out a way to commercialize Pentecost. And, you know, it's at the end of the school year and vacations are starting and all those things. But we pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His Word, receive His gifts, and reflect on the miraculous outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we celebrate this day. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is one that we introduced on Easter Sunday this year. We sang it again on Ascension Day, and we'll sing it one more time today. Hail Thee Festival Day. We heard the prelude also before, so hopefully the tune is starting to sink in our heads. The choir will sing verses 1 and 2. We can sing the refrain, because the refrain is real easy. And the odd verses are on one side of the page, the even verses are on the other side of the page. Just follow the numbers. Follow the numbers. The refrain is real easy and real catchy. The rest of the hymn is not so easy. And that's why we've had the choir sing it on Easter and on Ascension as well. By the time we get to verses 3 and following, I think we'll be ready to go. And we did that on Ascension Day, and I believe we'll be able to do that again today. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1, as we've been doing throughout the Easter season. We have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. Hymn of praise for today will be This Is the Feast. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the blessings of each day, and we especially thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit that we celebrate today. Heavenly Father, the work of the Holy Spirit is so often behind the scenes. The work of the Holy Spirit does not draw attention to the Holy Spirit, but points us and connects us to the completed work of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Heavenly Father, today, help us to rejoice in salvation accomplished, salvation delivered. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified, risen, ascended, and returning to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 489. Thank you. page 151. Please stand as you're able.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. We say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the insert appointed today.
Salvation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. In our day, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in His holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the day of Pentecost is written in Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused their language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is written in Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others mocking said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Continue with our Alleluia in verse. We stand for the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. This is the Gospel of the Lord. We continue with hymn 497. You may be seated.
Thank you. things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for our sermon this day of celebration, this festival day of Pentecost. It's the gospel lesson read a few moments ago from the 14th chapter of the gospel according to St. John, dear friends in Christ. On the day of Pentecost, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. But that was not the greatest miracle of that day. On the day of Pentecost, divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. But that was not the greatest miracle of that day. On the day of Pentecost, the disciples began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. But even that was not the greatest miracle of that day. The greatest miracle of Pentecost is attested to by those who are actually there. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. Not wind, not fire, not even tongues, but what those tongues proclaimed was the greatest miracle of that day. The crowd assembled on Pentecost heard the Word. They heard the Gospel, and they believed. The Holy Spirit comes through the Word. The Holy Spirit comes bringing the Word. The Holy Spirit does nothing apart from the Word. The signs and the wonders that fill that day are not an end in themselves. They are to point to highlight the Word. For that is the Holy Spirit's twofold task. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Teach and remind. Teach and remind. That is His task until Christ comes again. He teaches us the Gospel, proclaiming to us the rich and abundant promise of Christ dwelling in, with, and under the church. In, with, and under Christians. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Those who believe the Word brought by the Holy Spirit, the Word which brings the Holy Spirit, who believe that Word by the faith that the Holy Spirit Himself creates, they receive the very indwelling of God Himself. Your body is quite literally made into a temple, a place where God Himself is present. That is the Spirit's work, to bring the Trinity to dwell with you, so that one day you will dwell with the Trinity in glory. What the pagans desired, what the mystics yearned for, you receive only through the Word. That's right. The Trinity dwells with you through the Word. the word which is outside of you, the word written in the scriptures, the word proclaimed by preachers. Not by the strength of your faith, not by the fervency of your prayers, not by the power of your emotions, not by dreams or visions, but by the word. And the word alone does the Trinity come and make His home with you. The Holy Spirit teaches us this beautiful, amazing, wonderful mystery and gift. He teaches us the gospel. But He also gives us the other side of the coin, the law. That any who refuse to heed the word have no place in Christ or Christ in them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. We cannot love Christ and despise His word. We cannot expect the Holy Spirit to work in any other way than through the Word. But we certainly do try. We need books recounting visions and dreams to convince us that heaven is for real, because God's Word isn't enough. We construct our own moral code, giving approval to behaviors we're already engaged in. Because God's Word isn't enough. We change churches to feel the Spirit because we don't trust the Word. We pick and choose which commandments we're going to follow, which ones suit us at the moment, because we don't trust the Word. We are much more apt to believe the signs and wonders of a TV preacher than the proclamation of a faithful pastor, because we don't trust the Word. We gauge the Spirit's work in our own lives by our own emotional response, because we don't trust the Word. Whoever does not love me does not keep my word. The Spirit's task is to condemn all self-chosen spiritualities, to call out any who would minimize, ignore, or explain away the Word. And He does this for your good, for basing our hope, laying our foundation, our certainty, our faith on anything other than God's Word is laying a foundation on shifting sand. Christ's word is certain. Christ's word is sure. Christ's word alone can bring us hope. That is the Holy Spirit's second great task. To remind us of the beautiful comfort that the word gives. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Teach and remind. Teach and remind. The Spirit reminds you of Christ's parting words. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. In a world filled with danger, in a world filled with confusion, in a world that quite literally seems to be losing its mind, we grasp after any sort of certainty we can find. It is in uncertain times that people turn to visions and dreams, emotional experiences and their own feelings. We are looking for something, anything to cling to. And it is the Holy Spirit's joy to give us an anchor, to give us a sure foundation that we need. Christ's word. Christ's word of peace. Peace is his gift to his disciples. And these are no idle words. This isn't some cheap gift. He doesn't give as the world gives, with a shaking hope and a throwaway wish. For he is at the very point of going away on a journey to fight for that peace against the powers of darkness and violence. He will have to bring that peace up from the very grave. But he also knows where and to whom he is going. And his promise of peace is therefore a benediction full of grace and power. You heard me say to you, I'm going away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that it, when it does take place, you may believe. He departs to the Father's throne, but that path will lead into the very pit of hell, into death itself. He is preparing for a confrontation with the evil we deplore, with the evil one who holds this world in his sway. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. The ruler of this world is coming with swords and clubs, torches and a betrayer, the cross and cruel death. But the outcome is not in doubt. The Spirit reminds you of Christ's victory. He has no claim on me. But I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. That is the great task of the Spirit. To remind the church, to remind the world, to remind you and me that Christ has triumphed over the ruler of this world. The Spirit reminds us that when evil tried to conquer Jesus, when it marshaled all of its cruelty and violence against him, when it even put him to death, Christ emerged alive on the third day. Jesus goes boldly to his death, for the way of the cross is a march of victory in the midst of defeat, glory in the midst of humiliation, joy in the midst of sorrow. Rise, let us go from here, he tells his disciples. He's ready to go. He is ready to take on the ruler of this world head on. For that is the Father's will for your salvation. Christ's departure is for your good, because he departs to win a place for you. And then he takes his rightful seat at the Father's throne to prepare for your arrival. In humility, he submits to the Father's will, going to the cross to win your salvation. Jesus leaves that night. He leaves that upper room with you in mind. He is thinking of you as he prepares to meet the ruler of this world, the powers of darkness, in the final confrontation of the cross. That, my friends, is the Spirit's work. To remind you that Christ departed for you. And he continues that work in this place, this very day. Today, the Lord's Day, the celebration of Pentecost, we see the great miracle of Pentecost repeated. Now, there'll be no rushing winds, no tongues of fire, not even any speaking in other languages. But yet, the greatest miracle of Pentecost is happening here again, right before your very eyes. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. Here, in this place, the Word of God is proclaimed, preached to all who will hear. Here, in this place, the Holy Spirit is doing His work, teaching and reminding, bringing the Holy Trinity to dwell with and even in us. Here, the saints of God are told boldly and unequivocally, your sins are forgiven. Here, in just a little while, a little child, little Eleanor, will be told, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Here, in this place, you are told, take, eat. This is my body. Take, drink. This is my blood. Nothing flashy. No visions or dreams or speaking of tongues going on here today. Just the Word doing its work, bringing the Holy Spirit to do His work in you, creating faith, sustaining faith, assuring trembling hearts, hearts searching for certainty, hearts searching for something, anything to hold on to, assuring hearts with the very words of Jesus Christ. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Having heard the word, we stand and we confess our common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the
in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we pray for the peace that only You can give through the favor of Your Spirit, that hearing Your Word, we may believe in Jesus Christ, whom the Father has sent, and in turn, show forth the good works of Him who has called us out of darkness into Your marvelous light. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we pray for the renewal of our lost lives and the refreshment of our life together within our congregation. that in all things the name of the Lord may be praised and your bidding accomplished here and throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who administer the means of grace to us, pastors, missionaries, and all those who teach and train in the college and seminary level. We pray that all pastors would preach faithfully your word of law and gospel, that all missionaries be fruitful in their labors, and all church workers be faithful in their service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, Lord of the nations, we pray for all the nations of the earth and especially for those who lead them. We pray for peace. We pray for those who protect and defend us. And we give thanks for the freedom that you have granted us as citizens of this country. Heavenly Father, bless us in that freedom that we may serve you unhindered by force or fear. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray that you would bless our work, that it would bring forth useful fruits. Bless us as we reap your bountiful harvest, that we would share with all those who are in need, remembering the needs of the poor, the widow, the fatherless. Bless us, Lord, that we would see your gift of life and move us to a sacred devotion to the protection and care of all life, from the womb to the grave. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, bless us with a strong faith and a giving heart, a generous spirit, that the church nor her members may not lack. Heavenly Father, as you have graciously given us more than we need, bless us to use these gifts not only for our own benefit, but bless us that we would joyfully do your bidding here and throughout the world, especially noticing our neighbors in need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Great physician of body and soul, you chasten and you heal. Be with all those who are afflicted in body or spirit. Be with all those who are in pain and for those who are near death. Grant them peace, patience, relief, and healing according to your gracious will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all those who come at your gracious invitation to your altar this day. Bless us that we may receive with faith the Lord Jesus' flesh and blood in with and under bread and wine, and be strengthened in faith to serve you and those around us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all those who share of their special gifts, talents, and abilities. We thank you for the arts, for the artisans, for music, for musicians, for honest labor, and noble work. Heavenly Father, bless us as we offer to you the best of our hands and our labor. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of our crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news delivered to us by the Holy Spirit through the powerful Word would be yours today and always. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings. Continue now with the service of the sacrament, page 160. We begin with the preface, page 160. Please stand. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him
thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at Your right hand, poured out on this day the promised Holy Spirit on His chosen disciples. For all this, the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
Hosanna. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body of Christ is for you.
Depart with
body
peace, Christ, the peace that you departed to me.
Body of Christ.
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 Body of Christ
the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Amen. We stand and sing our post-communion canticle, Thank the Lord, page 164. Please stand. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated. For our closing hymn today, we'll just sing the first verse. Hymn 650, Holy Spirit, Ever Dwelling, verse 1. Verse 1. Still continue to have our regular Wednesday activities, Bible study at 5:30.